Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Don't forget, Sunday night, Kevin will be your hero, baby. Actually, we will be at Hero for Cowboys Saints.
Wait, what? You'll kiss away the pain?
Did you just say it?
Yeah.
Is it because
it's like, that big of a deal?
It's after 10 o'clock?
Yeah, it's after 10 o'clock.
So
safe harbor.
Right.
Is that when safe harbor starts?
Yeah. It's like if I go to another country, I get safe harbor.
Mm-hmm. International waters.
Thank you very much, Reggie.
It's really sad when you go to a new country.
Oh, man. International waters. We'll get into that later. But right now it's time to rumble through the NFC East.
As always, it's choose your own adventure. Hmm. Would you like to go with the Redskins, the Giants, Eagles, or the Cowboys?
Kevin, I need to hear what's going on with them Giants.
All right, we start with the Giants. There's some interesting stuff happening with the Giants today. First of all,
there better be.
Okay, a lot of pressure. We could cancel the segment at any moment.
Nope.
Saquon Barkley, I told you that he was going to go back for a second opinion. He got a second opinion, and the good news for him is he will not need surgery. So there was some thought that maybe, and this is a surgery that Tua had gone through. It's called the tightrope surgery, and the idea is that you would insert some support like on the bone or by the ankle because it's such a high ankle sprain. And okay, so obviously if you go through the surgery, that's going to slow you down. Without the surgery, they're still expecting him. They've cut it down from 4 to 8 weeks and now 4 to 6 weeks, but it still looks like he's going to miss at least a few more games.
So the bad news is he's dying.
No, he said specifically the other day, I'm not dying.
I mean,
so
we're all dying.
Eli said that too.
We're all on a path to death, Kevin.
But how many of us are really living?
Death is inevitable.
What are we doing?
Oh. Have you ever seen that movie, Meet Joe Black?
Yeah.
It's got death in it.
No, actually, I've never seen it.
It's terrible.
I heard he gets hit by a car at the end.
Yeah, you shouldn't watch it, Colby. You'd hate it more than any movie I think
you've
ever seen.
So he's going to be okay. He's going to be back for the game against the Cowboys then? Is that what you're...
Probably. Get ready. There's a story just like that.
I would rather play football without having to think about Barkley.
Okay.
You know? That's just... Maybe that's just me. If you guys want,
you don't have
the,
to think about it, but you'd be like, "Who broke off that run?"
If you want the biggest, if you want a difficult path, then fine. If that's what you like,
get ready to catch nickname fever. We go to Daniel Jones, who has been nicknamed Danny Dimes.
Yeah, I heard that, man.
And he is a fan.
Ben used it like 30 times on their show the other day.
But he's not really a fan. He seems pretty indifferent about the whole thing.
So is he a Tolo?
Quote, yeah, I've heard it a little bit more recently. I don't know. It's all right, I guess.
Whoa.
There could be worse nicknames.
What does he want to be called?
You can't name your own nickname, Corey.
But I mean, like, what, Danny Dimes? I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe that one's not a good nickname. What would you call him?
Well, Alex Tanney supported this. He said two words, kind of hard, but it had a good ring to it. It sounds like a good t-shirt or something. Do you want the Danny Dimes t-shirt?
I do not, because he's a Giants quarterback.
Okay.
So I just
Darius Slayton said, I use it a couple times. It's an accurate description of him. That's Danny Dimes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, he was out there doing work, you know, making that happen. I don't want him to have a nickname right now. It's been one game, dude.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
I'm trying to give him a nickname.
All right, you want Eagles, Redskins, or Cowboys?
I'll take the Eagles.
All right, we go to the Eagles right now. The Eagles lead the Packers 34-27 with 14 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. Carson Wentz has been efficient tonight, 15-24 for only 151 yards. However, he also has three touchdowns. Aaron Rodgers has 2 touchdowns for 312 yards, and Devontae Adams has not scored a touchdown, but he has 9 catches for 167 yards.
Can I throw something out there real quick, Kevin, about Wentz? Daniel Jeremiah said arm strength isn't the most important trait, but it sure does help. Some of these throws from Wentz and Rodgers are ridiculous.
I could see that. Alshon Jeffrey, we told you he would be back. He only has 3 catches for 38 yards, but in the fantasy world, he has a receiving touchdown.
Yeah, that's 6. That's 12 points right there.
That is good for him. The thought that maybe the return for
I did all math in fantasy numbers, Kevin, I would be very good. I can figure things out in fantasy. Math.
Maybe that's the way. Maybe that's the way it should be.
Bank account.
The Packers were expecting Za'Darius Smith, their pass rusher, back on the field tonight. Thus far, he has not made much of an impact. As for the game,
they're doing a good job with misdirection, moving people around on the field to create space. That's one of the things that the Eagles did well a few years ago or a couple of years ago, and that's what they're doing very well tonight.
Thus far in this game, I believe there has been about 660 yards of offense. So,
God.
Now,
so maybe the rumors of Aaron Rodgers' demise.
Yeah, he's really making me look like a chump on that one.
But you know what? With the Saints and Drew Brees getting hurt, you look right about their offense being in decline.
Sure. So you win some, you lose some. I'm sticking
I don't
think
you figured it was going to be in that manner. But
I mean,
still.
No, but I stick with the Todd Gurley one as well. So tonight is a historic broadcast. It is the first ever NFL broadcast in 4K high definition resolution. So
Man. They've
had like 4K before, but now it's 4K HDR, which is the next level of 4K. And so this is the first ever NFL game to be broadcast in 4K HDR. And it's been infinitely better than the rest of these junk games.
Wow. So that's the reason why they're able to throw the ball so well. They can see it better.
Yeah. They can see the ball better out on the field.
Uh-huh.
Reggie, you have a 4K TV. You have 2 TVs in
How
your living room
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
you're super rich.
Nope.
One of those TVs is 4K, though, right?
Yep.
How many programs do you get in 4K?
None.
See? Nobody has 4K, Kevin. This is the first time anybody has ever had 4K available for a program.
Is anybody seeing this game in 4K?
Is it 4K actually the best thing, sports the best thing to watch in 4K, you think?
Sports is the best thing to watch in any high definition.
Yeah, that was when I got in on high def because you know that I think that golf is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But I went over to my friend's house and he was watching golf on his HD TV. And it looked like I could climb inside of the TV onto the golf course. I was like, all right, I might be in on
we were.
This.
Was it Star Power? We were out there. We saw their 4K setup. That was right when 4K came out. And Nelson Cruz had hit a home run and was jogging into home plate. I thought he was going to jog into our area. Really did at the time.
Guys, you want Redskins or Cowboys next?
Redskins, please.
Redskins. We talked earlier this week about how they really didn't want to play Dwayne Haskins because their coach thinks he sucks. But then he went back and he was like, oh, he's close. We'll see what happens. So it looks like that's not going to come to pass. Case Keenum has a foot injury, but he is in fact on track to play in week 4 despite the foot injury. Now let's talk about one of their rookies, Terry McLaurin. So I can't say I was like super familiar with him, but he goes by Scary Terry.
Oh.
So Scary Terry McLaurin has already been getting stuff done. He's only the second player since 1970 with at least 60 yards receiving and a receiving touchdown in each of his first 3 career games. So the Redskins are trying to start a campaign to get him to be voted Rookie of the Week. And so he's only the second player since 1970, starts his career, touchdown, 60-plus yards, touchdown, 60-plus yards, touchdown, 60-plus yards. So dude's been looking really
good.
Yeah,
a lot of people didn't know his name for fantasy, and all of a sudden, like after week 1, it was whoa, we need to pay attention to this, and then it took off with him. And the problem is though, like as good as that might be, because the dude is fast, and he snatches the ball out of the sky. It's really fun to watch whenever you get a power throw coming across the middle, and he just grabs it and takes off. But the thing that's just the problem is the Redskins are just so in disarray everywhere else
yeah.
that he could have a fantastic season. And it's not going to really be, you know, worth anything. It's going to be a waste of a good season for because of a really bad team.
By the way, just so you know, the origin of Scary Terry, that's from Rick and Morty, and that's like a Freddy Krueger type character. Hmm.
So. He was a third-round pick out of Ohio State. He was limited in practice today due to a hamstring injury. Jay Gruden was asked if he might miss the game. Gruden's response, I sure hope not. So, I mean, it sounds like he's going to be good to go.
All right. If Jason Garrett said, I sure hope not, we would be like, he doesn't know a thing about this team.
Yeah, well, because Jay Gruden doesn't know a thing about his team.
By the way, the Week 3 Pepsi Rookie of the Week competition is NFC East heavy. 60% of the candidates are from the NFC East. You've got Terry McLaurin. You've got Devin Bush from the Steelers. You got Tony Pollard from the Cowboys after 13 attempts for 103 yards rushing and a touchdown. You've got Gardner Minshew, of course, and then you've got Daniel Jones for the Giants. So three of the finalists are from the NFC East.
I heard Gardner Minshew went to the Virgin Islands. They're only the islands now.
Oh, I also heard that I also saw that he met Uncle Rico, and the NFL world is going insane about that. Kevin, Tony Pollard, do you think that they can replicate that? Do you think that he and Zeke can have another two guys, 100 yards, plus what, I mean, Dak had a couple of touchdowns passing and 250 yards throwing. I mean, this is something where I think that this is a team that has so much good balance offensively that they can do anything.
You know what I'm really looking forward to, and I hope they kind of trot this out, some two-back sets where you feed Pollard for a minute, and so you have to focus on him more, and then you start deploying Zeke as a backfield pass catcher.
Well, and that's something that I heard Jeff talking about a little earlier. The routes that they were running with Zeke, Kellen Moore figured out that those routes were terrible. The way they were trying to get him the ball, they were taking too much time. And now what you're starting to see is better use of the screenplay with Ezekiel Elliott. And you're starting to see that he can do more behind the line of scrimmage, blocking and then leaking out to make a play. But you're right, Kevin. Instead of running him on routes that aren't going to get him the ball in space, they've created that opportunity for him. And doing what they're doing with Pollard, they can do it with both guys. They're interchangeable. They're interchangeable abilities. They're interchangeable skill sets and what they can do. And I think not having to give Zeke the ball 30 times a game allows him to be more efficient too.
Sure.
Because of what their offense is doing, get bigger chunks of yards, bigger plays for splashes. That's what you want.
We hit this quickly with Broadus earlier on. Zach Martin missed Thursday's practice with a back injury. He was limited a day early. So just keep an eye out on that practice report tomorrow. So if he was going to get ruled out, there's a good chance tomorrow would be the day. I still think he's going to play, and this was kind of a, let's take another day, let's rest, and make sure that we have you good to go for the Saints game. But just keep an eye out on that Zach Martin back injury.
From the 325, there's an abundance of shows on Netflix and Prime and 4K. Yeah, that's for you people that are rich enough to afford those two things.
Ooh, hey, you're rich enough to afford Amazon Prime.
I didn't sign up for that.
So you said you don't like players that are going to be back in time to play the Cowboys. This one might not worry you too much.
No.
Josh Doctson hasn't played for the Vikings yet, but he said he's hoping to return for Week 10 against the Cowboys. He played at Mansfield Legacy and TCU, so he said, for sure, absolutely, I want to be back for that game. That's the target.
Yeah, it's always fun to be out on the field in front of your – you know, your home crowd. It's always
those couple plays in before you're hurt again.
A little extra juice. But yeah, I always have thought that dude had what I felt was going to be Kevin Durant syndrome, but didn't turn into Kevin Durant syndrome, where you're just too light for the position. But he, you know, he's been oft injured, and I don't know if he'll ever recover from that.
In case you missed it earlier this week, the Giants will be hosting the Redskins this weekend. That is a 12 o'clock kick. The Giants are favored by 3. And then, of course, the Cowboys will be on the road against the Saints, 7:20 kickoff, 4:30 official pregame, all that right here on The Fan. The spread on that remains Cowboys favored by 2.5. The Packers were favored by 4.5 going into this game tonight. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the list.
Yes.
Dumbest things you've ever had to explain. Grown-ass adults. Next right here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This segment of the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by the personal injury team at Frankel & Frankel, fighting for car and truck wreck victims for over 25 years. 214-333-3333 is the phone number. FrankelFirm.com is the website. Principal office, Dallas, Texas.
The Packers threw four times on the 1 yard line, Kevin.
Sweet.
Confirming my
somewhere Pete Carroll's like, good job.
My theory that the Packers, all they want to do is pad the stats for Aaron Rodgers. They're not after championships. But the Packers and Eagles are getting
That's
after
good,
it tonight.
Because he doesn't win them anymore.
No, he doesn't. Also, don't forget Mike Minor got to 200 strikeouts today. 200
That's right.
Legitimate strikeouts.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of them.
No asterisks.
And it was pretty amazing that he was able to accomplish that feat today. The Rangers are in their last homestand at Globe Life Park this weekend.
Yeah.
Starting tomorrow, it's it. Is the last series ever played. Who will hit the last home run in Globe Life Park? And Kevin, I don't know if you heard this or not. When Odor hit his home run today, Jared said initially he thought it was going to go on top of the roof.
Oh, my God.
Because
gosh.
Of the trajectory of it. So, but who do you think is going to hit the last home run in Globe Life? Aaron Judge?
I think it's going to be Nick Solak. And I also think he's going to hit the first one at the new place.
Whoa, that'll be awesome. All right, Colby, your thoughts?
Yes. As far as who I think, let's go with Odor.
There you go. By the way, Odor might end this season with career highs. I just wanted to point that out. Home runs and RBI.
Yeah.
It's just weird, Kevin. We've been railing on this guy because of his batting average. But he might have career highs in home runs and RBIs.
I'll argue that it goes beyond his batting average. It's also his on-base percentage, his slugging, his... There's no way in hell he gets a career high in home runs.
Maybe I saw a different...
Yeah,
was a different stat.
He's five behind, and there's only three games to go.
Oh, he can do that.
And yeah, he's a negative. Easy. He's a negative WAR this year, so he's been terrible.
Man.
It's always good to be for peace.
I think WAR is always a negative.
I'm surprised,
Kevin,
to hear you say that, Colby.
But right now, it's
just trying to argue with you
for tonight's list.
She said, "List."
No
this.
Truer statement ever made than "I'm just trying to argue with Kevin."
The Chive,
Barstool Sports,
Teen Vogue.
Ooh, Teen Vogue. I haven't read that in a long time.
You were a teen?
Since what? I was a teen. Did you ever read, like, the pop magazines, Kevin?
Bop.
Bop, is that what it was?
Did you just say the pot?
Teen Beat and Teen Bop? Of course I did. It had Jonathan Brandis on it. There's a good chance I read it. Did I see Sidekicks in the theater? Of course I did.
Hell yeah, I did.
Ladybugs? Yes.
I didn't see that in the theater. I saw it at home.
Were you sad?
What?
You didn't see it in the theater?
No, I saw it at home, like on VHS.
Okay.
So, I had plenty of time to check out the mom.
No,
with the tennis instructor.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you're younger than those people, so. But it's probably best if we stay away from this area.
All right. It comes from the Chive, Colby.
Yes.
Congratulations.
What?
You're
winner.
Victorious for tonight. 877-881-1053. If you want to take a guess on what this list is from, you can guess as well. It was from the Chive. The dumbest things people had to explain to grown-ass adults. Number one on tonight's list. I had to explain to a lady that dinosaur bones at the Museum of Natural History in D.C. were real. She thought dinosaurs were mythical creatures, not real.
Okay, my son didn't think they were mythical creatures, but we were at this dinosaur museum in North Dakota, and he said, "I don't think it's real." And I was like, so seriously, so the fact that this particular artifact is like roped off and there are signs everywhere that says do not touch.
You think it was made out of plaster?
Yeah, as opposed to the rest of them that you're just like, eh, you're fine if you just walk right up there. It was like a Triceratops head that they said was like 66 million years old.
I would love to have a Triceratops head.
Well, and also they say they weighed like, I don't know, 3 tons or something.
Sweet.
What if your head weighed 6,000 pounds?
I wouldn't be able to walk. Wouldn't be able to get out of bed.
Well, I mean, but
I
what if
be able
what
to
if
get
you,
out of my mom?
What if you could?
What?
What?
What the hell did you just say? I just want to point out, I just saw
as a baby.
People in three different rooms
as a baby
break down
out of a woman.
At that statement.
A head that weighs 3 tons.
I saw Reggie. I saw Jeremy. People are freaking out of what you just said. Oh my God. Your mom, you know what? Last night,
your mom's insane.
My mom texted me and said, you know me and Corey's mom communicate, right? It's mostly just for fun, but sometimes we're worried about you. This is one of those times.
How is a woman going to deliver a 3-ton head baby?
Maybe she weighs 100 tons. I don't know.
By the way, what do you call a blind dinosaur?
But what?
Do you think you saw us?
That cured me of my funny.
I have dinosaur jokes, but I can't tell them on air.
Number two on tonight's list, the Earth has one moon. Oh, by the way, let's rewind.
But is it even a moon?
Okay, see ya.
Real quick, this list is called the dumbest things people had to explain to grown-ass adults. Number two, that the Earth has one moon. The new moon on the calendar every month confused her.
Oh my God, what?
So wait.
Yeah,
so
what happens to the old moon?
Come on.
I hope that we're recycling at least. Can't just be throwing away moons.
What you got new moon money?
What if they're not real moons? Yeah, mark that. I don't know why. We'll need it at some point.
Just be throwing away moons.
Like, I can't wait for a conversation where the moon comes up and you just got Reggie saying, can't we just be throwing away moons? And they're like, I mean, sure, that makes sense.
Proof. Number four on tonight's list. If you don't eat your chicken medium rare, don't speak to me, is what somebody said. And as a server, there are so many times I've had to explain to guests that chicken cannot be cooked medium rare.
You'll die or get salmonella.
You're going to have the squirts. And it's going to be very bad. I can't even imagine trying to chew rare chicken. Like, it's the texture does not work.
No.
When
you
have
think
perfect...
that's how you got such a big head, the 6,000 pound head from eating rare chicken?
Number five on tonight's list.
Man.
I had to explain to my friend that Earth wasn't 2019 years old.
I mean, that's what year it is.
Speaking of, dude, take your age.
Okay.
And add it to the year you were born.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
The year we're in.
2019. Ridiculous, huh?
Facts.
Everybody. This is a rare year that everybody's age is like that.
What?
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
What?
Yeah, it doesn't happen like that all the time, Kevin.
Why wouldn't it happen every year except for the month? That doesn't know.
Number six on tonight's list.
You don't know.
No, I do know.
What's funny is if you have not reached your birthday in this year, it doesn't even
matter.
Oh, wow. Good point, Reggie. Number six on tonight's list. The dumbest things people had to explain to grown-ups. Canada is part of North America. You ever had to explain that to somebody? How Mexico and... Is Mexico part of North America?
Correct.
Okay. South America.
Yes, I did have to explain it to somebody once.
Right.
About 10 seconds ago.
Whatever. Number seven, in regards to the North Poles and South Poles, neither is the one that is always hot. Somebody's like, no, but one of them's always hot, right? Like the sun.
I mean, they are polar, so I can understand why they would think that.
They're opposite.
Because you think Santa Claus lives at the North Pole.
What do you mean, I think?
No, like, that's what you... So, no, your thinking is...
Yes.
Santa lives at the North Pole.
Yes.
So it's got to be cold, because otherwise the reindeer would die. And then the South Pole has to be hot, because Why would you have two poles that are cold?
Why would the reindeer die? They come by through Texas and stuff, and it's warmer in areas, and they don't die. They can make it through warm. Why are you killing reindeer?
I'm not trying to. It's just one night, though. You know, if it was like that all the time, they would die. Colby.
God.
Number 8. The dumbest things people had to explain to grown adults. Why a room below sea level on a cruise ship would not have a balcony. But why don't I have a port to look out of?
Yeah, see, that's definitely something that we need to do.
I need a balcony to walk out onto.
That's right.
And drown.
I've never been on a cruise ship.
And then sink the ship.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, let me open this door real quick.
I'm going to open my porthole.
What?
Mark that. Must be an anniversary.
You ever been on a cruise ship before?
Nope. I really want to do that.
They're fun, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's all sorts of stuff to do. Yeah, all sorts of food. Stuff. There's a... Go watch the Romanoffs. There's an episode on a cruise ship.
Ooh.
You can learn about it. Number 9. Dumbest things you had to explain to smart old adults. When a smart bomb strikes a building and blows it up, it doesn't just kill the bad guy. It kills everyone in the building. Smart only means it's going to hit the building instead of a random location.
What did they think? Like the bomb comes through and checks ID?
Yeah.
That's right.
Helps the good people out.
Bomb pulls up, all right, so what do we know?
All the people in here that are good, y'all need to get out of the building real quick before I blow up.
No, you bad guys, you stay right here.
The bomb.
Wow, the bomb gets to think it over?
Because the bomb is the bomb, mm-hmm. Yo.
Okay.
It's thebomb.com.
Oh, my God.
Number 10, had a coworker who said she didn't eat eggs because they're forced abortion babies. The chick refused to accept that unfertilized eggs don't hatch, and she didn't have to worry because she's just eating the chickens, period. After this conversation carried on for too long, she proceeded to eat a bowl of pasta that I'm 97% sure was made of eggs.
Also, he called her the chick.
So much happening there.
Never going to be able to look at eggs the same way again.
Eggs are called pre-birds.
Period.
An ex was convinced that the reason the ozone layer is thinning is because airplanes poke holes in as they pass through.
Maybe it's just getting older, and the ozone is like Earth's hair. And it just starts to thin a little bit. Like, has anyone considered that?
So we need to just, doctor.
Yeah, we need to get with Dion.
Yeah.
Some ozone
LeBron.
Plugs.
817, I need to listen to this segment again. I need it as a podcast.
I got you, fam.
Thanks, Reggie. New Mexico is a state. You have no idea the number of people that believe we are a part of Mexico.
Oh, my God.
It's the New Mexico.
Yeah. In New England.
That's right.
Why did you say it like that?
In New Dakota. Is that what we're going to call it?
Yeah.
New Dakota? Whenever we merge the two Dakotas?
Why would we make a new Dakota? I think we should just let the old ones live. And
would you just call it Dakota if you merged the two of them?
We definitely should. They don't deserve to have two of those.
But, I agree.
But would you call it Dakota?
Yes.
Or New Dakota?
No, it doesn't matter.
Just call it
Dakota.
I like New Dakota. It makes it sound fresh.
Well, if that'll get your vote.
Sounds like a place I want to go.
Cut it down.
You know?
But that's the jig, because you don't.
What did you just say?
Said you don't want to go to New
Dakota. I
don't
want to dance.
Man, I went to both Dakotas. North Dakota sucks.
Who's the chump?
South Dakota's pretty cool.
Dumbest thing I had to explain to grown-ups. Had to explain it to a neighbor that the sun and the moon were not the same thing.
Daytime and... Oh, my God! Do they think the moon is nighttime sun? I think that they do!
There's the sun. Now there's the sun when it's asleep. It's the sleeping sun.
That's what happens whenever the sky cools off. It cools down the sun, so it's not as bright.
Someone change the light bulb on the sun, please.
Had to explain to someone that islands don't tip over if you put too much weight on the edge.
That's a fair question. I've been concerned about that as well.
It's not.
Yes.
That is not fair.
The other day I asked if anyone ever got concerned when people are like edging that you might drive by and their edger will hit your tire and it'll like explode. And people are like, no.
I mean, if they have the ones that are choppers, not the little weed whacker.
Yeah,
no.
With the string.
Not that one. Number 15, you can't, shouldn't iron your clothes while you're wearing them. One guess as to how this came up.
Oh, they ironed the clothes on them.
That's a burning question right there.
I had to explain to my mom that muscles are meat. A piece of meat was tough, and so I must have said something about what part of the cow the muscle came from. No, we aren't eating muscles. We are eating meat. She was sickened by the concept that anyone would eat muscles. Somehow, this got to the point of her claiming that humans didn't have any meat on them because they aren't food. I did not win that argument. Humans have no meat. Meat is not muscles, period.
Oh my gosh. There's so much happening in that one.
From the 469, they would like a transcript to my question regarding reindeer. I don't know what all I said.
That no matter how much you want to put a camo pattern on your walls, you have to determine what that pattern looks like, and you will also have to purchase multiple cans of paint tinted differently because camo doesn't come out of a can that way.
Why not? Like,
I could just paint it up on the wall like that, right?
Oh my God. That'd be a sweet paintbrush that you got set up.
My wife and I had to explain to the neighbor that our dog is part of our family, and no, they can't just have him. Their kids wanted our dog, which was cute, until the mother also decided that she wanted our dog too, and it was only fair that they got to have him on the weekends because we get to have him all week long.
What?
I don't know. I think you should think about it.
No!
What?
The weekends are the best time to have the dog.
Just, you know, make them pay for all the food.
I had to explain to a teacher in front of her class that a penguin was a bird. I didn't want to be like that, but she was adamant that it didn't fly, so it's not a bird. Did you also tell her that they have knees?
Man.
Oh, yeah.
What a Did you know that, Reggie? That what?
Yeah, I recall that.
Told my roommate that if he cooked food on less than the highest level of heat, he wouldn't burn as much food and would generally have more success. A week later, I explained to him that when he was just boiling water, high heat was okay.
Oh my God.
He didn't understand the concept of heat. I had to explain that I couldn't just go to the bathroom. Oh, never mind.
Huh?
Oh.
Get rid of the woman's monthly thing.
You don't want to say tampon?
Never mind. No, it's a different thing. My mom asked me why you couldn't see the borders of states when you were in an airplane.
Yeah, I think that's a good question.
They should just have it outlined.
Yeah. Why?
You should know.
No.
Somebody out there
Why?
With, like Bugs Bunny out there with just like a big giant roller of black paint and just going around the outline making sure everybody knows this is where it's at.
Okay, yeah. I mean white paint. More reflective.
Is it?
Whoa. What do you mean, Reggie?
I mean, I feel like silver or something metallic would be more reflective.
Okay, that's a good color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd work there.
All right.
Do you think that we need borders drawn? Or are you saying every state needs its own wall?
No, definitely not that.
At least a fence, you know?
No, definitely.
I mean, they're like neighbors.
Not that either. No, I think a line.
So you're not in favor of a wall?
Nope.
Interesting.
Politics.
No, it's not. I was just asking about the walls.
Well, Oklahoma's works. Always trying to
my
come over.
My answer works across the board, Corey, if you really want to know.
And then we could look into Oklahoma like Wilson from Home Improvement.
That'd be cool. And that's it. That's tonight's list, everybody.
We're the K&C Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, just got time for one more thing right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This segment of the K&C Masterpiece is brought to you by Mesquite Mitsubishi. Mesquite Mitsubishi has the brand new Outlander Sport SUV starting at just $16,900. Visit them online at mymitsu.com.
Back here on the K&C Masterpiece, Eagles cornerback Maddox is being carted off the field right now. He was tied down, strapped down so that his neck and head would not move. His teammate, they collided with each other. And that's the sport, though, man. That is the sport. And we'll see how things go there. And right now it's time for this.
There is one more thing.
One more thing. Lakers forward Kyle Kuzma out indefinitely with a stress reaction in his foot, Kevin.
Oh.
An injury he suffered while he was working with Team USA this summer. Kuzma, 24, not been cleared for full practice or game participation. Going to miss at least 3 weeks of training camp. We'll know more about that later on down the road, but that's a big loss for a team that has aspirations of being in a championship.
Yeah, that's their third guy.
Yeah.
You know, like they think could be superstar level. Wow. Guys, one more thing on the NBA front. This is going to be really interesting. Mark Stein reported today that the NBA teams were notified this week they must certify and submit the precise height and age for every player within the first week of training camp. So this is the first time that they have to do legit heights for every player in the NBA. It's really funny. Kevin Durant said a while back to the Wall Street Journal, "For me, when I'm talking to women, I'm 7 feet. In basketball circles, I'm 6'9". So now people have been joking all day about what's JJ Barea's actual height going to be.
About 5'8".
Yeah, and all this and that. So if you really wanted to know how tall some of your actual players are, and so somebody's like, we're finally going to get 6'9" Dwight Howard, 5'10" CP3.
Yep. What? Hold on. They've been lying this whole time?
Oh, yeah.
Why? For various reasons. Why? Like, for Kevin Durant, he was really tall, and when you're really tall, they make you play post. Except he wanted to do little guy things. So he listed himself as 6'9", which is the high end of the small forward area, so he could play small forward. Someone like LeBron. LeBron's probably about a 6'10 dude. But he lists himself as 6'8", so, you know, a little easier to play that small forward role.
But
and then if you're short, you know, you're just trying to make yourself feel better.
That didn't
ain't that right, Colby?
It shouldn't matter.
Oh,
wow.
I'm running now. Okay, bye.
But that's like, that shouldn't matter. If you have the skill set to play a position, that's what should depict where you play, not your height. Right? I don't get it, man. That's weird.
Quick one more thing update. It's final. The Eagles get away with pass interference just like the Patriots did at the end of that Seahawks Super Bowl. And they make an interception. They win 34-27. Packers no longer undefeated, but now the Eagles move to 2-2.
I just don't understand. I think the last six times the Packers were on the goal line, they passed.
Right.
It doesn't make sense to me. I understand that Aaron Rodgers is your dude, but like, can you? What happened? There is always an opportunity for that to happen if you're throwing the ball.
You're on the goal line. You want Aaron Rodgers to get the touchdown? Sneak it twice.
Yeah.
What's wrong with
that
you?
That didn't make any sense to me. But like you said, Kevin, the Packers are now not undefeated anymore. So there you go.
So there's that. Guys, one more thing. Let's go to JFK Airport where police are investigating a loss of some cash. As in $300,000 in cash is missing from the JFK airport. It seems there was an armored truck. There was an armored truck company that was moving a bunch of cash through Delta Airlines. Well, they don't know if the cash didn't make it to the airline itself, to the airport itself, or where it was stolen at. They just know it's been stolen, so the FBI and Port Authority have been called. But some group of people, or one guy, or wherever it was, has gotten away, because they have no leads, with $300,000 worth of cash.
Oh,
my
dear.
Thing is that you go to take something to the airport with you, and you always carry on, because I'm afraid whatever I give for it to put underneath,
it's going to go missing.
It's going to be missing.
Yes, I agree.
So
my wife loves checking luggage, and I'm like, no, I don't want to.
Bad idea.
Yeah.
It's a bad idea. The guy that checked for the armored car company, the $300,000 worth of cash, he's probably thinking differently, too. Maybe I'll just have that as a carry-on. I don't know how big of a box this is, but I figure it takes more than one person to carry it, I would think. Good God Almighty.
$1,000.
But somebody just made a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a pretty big trunk, dude.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big trunk on my show Bosch that I've been watching. It took three big trunks to get $100,000 in each one of them. So
the fact that they don't know if it got stolen before the airport or actually at the airport or before it got on the plane, they have no idea where it was taken from. That tells me that somebody wasn't just looking in their rearview mirror, making sure that yep, box is still there. Holy crap.
Guys, one more thing. Bryce Harper is such a whiny little...
You don't think he's got a point on this one?
It's heckling. And it's a team that you left. You like held them hostage as you left, too. No, I think it's heckling, and you should just get over it. You're sitting out there in right field. Now, I understand they get the worst of the worst. But then his wife was like, they're just classless. They're fans. They're out there heckling. You hear worse all season long, but because it's a place that you played for a long time and they didn't just, oh my gosh, we still sweat your balls. No, because of that, you're going to start calling them out. You left them. If you'd have stayed, they wouldn't have done that. But that's how it happens whenever you leave and go to the dark side.
I actually think I'm on the opposite end of this. When you start going after a baby and talking
I didn't hear that part yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the part that his wife's like, when you go after a 4-week-old son, that's over the line.
Okay. I did not hear that part yet, Kevin. I did hear that he was yelling at him.
Oh, no. If it was him, I would tell him to shut up. But the kid, I was like, I mean, he's still a douche either way. Guys, one more thing. WWE stars are going to be on breakfast cereal boxes, which I think is cool, but also confusing the ones that they picked. So they're going to be on nearly 7 million boxes of Honeycomb and Golden Crisp. First person they picked, Becky Lynch. Totally get that. Mm-hmm. The other person they picked is The Big Show.
What?
The Big Show hasn't really been in wrestling for like 3 years. Why the hell is he going to be on the cover? Like, why isn't it Seth Rollins, Finn Balor, even Roman Reigns, I would have understood. Like, Becky Lynch, I get. One of their hottest acts. Big Show, not so much.
I don't understand. But hey, Big Show's getting a little work, right?
Yeah, good for him.
Good for him.
He got a little pub from us today. On our tees. Kevin, it's a big show, is what I said. Remember?
Where even Reggie sang the song. Yes, I do remember that.
Guys, one more thing. I have found a Twitter follow that you may want to actually go take a look
at.
Don't
tell me how to follow.
Well, no. I'm just offering up something that you might want to. So it's at Fesshole.
What?
F-E-S-S-H-O-L-E.
Can we say that?
So all it is that this is the place to where you go and confess things, and you send them a direct message, then okay. They put it up as themselves, so it's out there in the world, but you don't actually be the one that confesses things. Like, one that's pretty popular on here was, this person put a carrot in his bum.
What are you doing, Colby?
Oh, my Lord.
Realized that his parents would probably miss the carrot, so he went and put it back.
Oh, did he rinse it at least?
They ate the carrot for dinner.
Oh, no!
Shut your mouth.
That's the only thing they could eat, too, Kevin. They had one carrot their entire house.
Oh, no. That's so terrible.
And then this other person.
Then they had to beat him to death with his own shoe.
They have explicit dreams about having sex with dinosaurs. So if you just want to find crazy crap like that, at Fesshole on Twitter.
Okay, in case you missed it, the Twins' first team to hit 300 home runs and Georgia Tech banned from the postseason their basketball team for doing shady stuff.
Duke's next.
Yeah. Also been put on 4 years of probation. We're the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Make sure you come back with us tomorrow. It will be our last 1 a.m. show of the year. It'll be our last extra innings of the year. So make sure you come on by right after Rangers get going about 10:30 KNC right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Take a night,
Kevin. Come on.
Whiskey time!
Can't just be throwing away moons. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.